So I'm just gonna show you just an app that I've used for a long time, just a game. And this is the only game I play, because I generally think games are a waste of time. And it's called Seven Words. Well, the main reason I don't do games is because if I ever find a game that I like, it totally consumes my life and ruins, you know, all the other things I'm supposed to be doing. But the nice thing about this is that there's a free version and a paid version. And the free version only allows you one game per day. And that's a nice rationing for me, whereas if you did the paid, you'd get like packs of 50 little word games and stuff like that, and that would be the type of thing that would, you know, screw up the rest of my life. So when you open up this app,
my puzzles,
you have a number of different puzzles you can do. And again, I'd say you do one of these puzzles, it will take you like 5 or 10 minutes. We'll do it before I'm waiting for the ride in the morning on the way to work.
Unsolved puzzle packs, free daily puzzles, 3 puzzles, 1 completed.
And it will have today's plus yesterday's and the day before's still hanging around. And then, you know, I come to tomorrow and the day, you know, from 3 days ago goes away. If I keep flicking down, there are puzzle packs that I can buy like 99 cents for 50 of them and so on. But I'll go to the free puzzle.
Play button.
And again, this is the free daily puzzle.
Free daily puzzles. Thursday, May 10th. Finished.
So there's the Thursday that I finished.
Friday. May 11th, button.
Okay, and
Saturday, May 12th, button.
So here's today. I'll double tap on that.
Saturday, May 21.
You have 7 words where you have to figure out what the word might be, with a little clue. So I'll go to the first clue.
Italian explorer Vespucci.
So an Italian explorer by the name of Vespucci.
Amerigo Vespucci.
You got it. And just down below it, it will say
7 letters.
7 letters. So if you know that, just keep it in your mind. Down at the bottom of the screen are like little snippets of letters, like A-M-E, R-I, etc. And you just go down there and you find those. So I'll go through the 7, and I'll just put in 1 or 2 words, and that will be it till 4 o'clock.
2. Selfish contraction.
Selfish contraction.
5 letters.
5 letters. Don't think too hard about that. Now, I'm going to tell you I did this one earlier today because I didn't want to have any surprises. But we think we know Amerigo already, right? Yeah.
3. Unused canine digits.
Unused canine digits.
8 letters.
8 letters. And I'll tell you, when I did finally do that, that was the last one. I still didn't. I'd never heard that word before. So.
Do lab.
I'm impressed. Or do labs or something. Yeah. Wow, I'm impressed with you. Wow. That's what it was, but I didn't know
4.
It.
4. Issue a new legal decision.
Issue a new legal decision.
10 letters.
10 letters.
5. Kayapo and Tacuna peoples.
Kayapo and some Vicuna type peoples. And it's good. It's good to have the rotor here because, you know, I'll often flick the characters so I can hear the spelling.
10 letters. 6. Canadian rocker Avril.
Canadian rocker Avril.
7 letters.
Avril what?
Levine.
That's right. Okay.
7. Suffer through a heat wave.
Suffers. That was with an S. And
8 letters.
Suffers through a heat wave, 8 letters. Not sure of those. We're pretty sure we know Amerigo and Levine, right? So now underneath here.
Clear, button, shuffle, button, O-N, button.
Okay, under here we get little snippets of the word. So we'll try to find Amerigo. So I'll try to find the first few letters of Amerigo.
L-A-W-S.
And I'm just flicking
button.
Right.
I-G-O,
so there's
button.
Towards the end of it.
S-E-N. But N E, button D E W C, M E, button R E, button.
Looking for A M, I think.
S W E L, T E, I A N S, A M A C.
Oh.
Button.
Now these were Amazonians. Those were those strange people there. I'll flick right again.
I G, but G I M R S.
I'm just trying to find the beginning of that.
T E. N C E A M.
So there's the A M. And I'll double tap that.
A M.
And now I'll find the E R or whatever it was.
O N L A I G S E N E D E M E R E S W T E I A N A M A I G G I M.
Where did E R go?
R S T E N C E R.
There it is.
Button.
E R. And now I O G is
button.
What's left.
O N L A I G O.
I'll double tap
button.
That.
I G guess button.
And it lands right on a guess button. I'll double tap.
shuffle.
And you hear that bling noise. If it didn't like it, it would go boing. So anyway, I can go through that, get to all seven of the words, and at the end I get a nice little musical type noise. That's what I do every morning before I take the ride, seven words. But it's a little game that I play, and it's free, called Seven Words, at least for one of these games per day. And although you can buy packs for 50, 100,
now,
or whatever.
Now, who makes this? Is this one of the guy who makes all the games?
You mean like the blind?
Yes.
No. This is some sighted person. I have no idea who made this. I played, what was that game? Audio Archery?
Oh, I love that game.
I played that for about 2 weeks and it ruined my life, and then I had to delete the app because I just don't have the discipline to ration myself. But anyways, this is a nice little app.
There's one called Sixth Sense where you'd hear things coming toward you and you'd have to shoot them.
Oh, okay.
And I loved it, but the bangs were so loud from the gun that I was afraid it was going to ruin my ears with it.
Thank you very much, David. And with that, we're out of time, so this meeting is adjourned.